Must be the month for people and companies and technology throwing me curveballs. Here's me looking at how I could probably get the money together for a new Canon video camera that I've had my eye on for a while, because I dropped my Canon HV20 in South by Southwest and the audio no longer works on it. Major fail. But I'm going to use that anyway at home for the Gravity via the HDMI. Because it's perfect for that. You know, it's just with the wide angle lens on the front, it's just perfect for capturing at home or in a fixed position. So I've been looking around at other cameras, and Canon's got a whole bunch new line of cameras coming out, video cameras coming out this month. And so I've had my eyes on those. And at the same time, I keep on seeing little nuggets of video taken on the Canon 5D Mark II all over Vimeo, and it looks beautiful. I actually got into Nikon in the last 6 months, mainly because a few people have got them, and because I've never had a DSLR before, and so it was my first sort of like entry into it really. And I got a very low end model. I only got the Nikon D40, and I've put a decent lens on it, and I got some great shots of Ella on it, so I'm quite happy. But now I'm looking at trying to fuse the two together, and the 5D Mark II looks great, but the problem is it costs a fortune. And I can't warrant spending, you know, a grand and a half or more, if I go to the States to get it, that is, on just the body alone, because I would have to spend probably another £500 on a couple of lenses, a wide angle lens and a fairly decent fast lens. So, in true curveball fashion, this morning I've seen on Gizmodo, which was a few weeks back now, that Canon brought out the EOS Rebel T1i, which has the sensor from the 50D and can do 1080p videos. Now, it can only record 1080p videos at 20 frames a second, so I wouldn't really use 1080 on it. But it still has the ability to record 720p at 30 frames a second, and it's the same engine as the 5D Mark II. Yet this unit is only 899 for the body, so you're looking at like £500-£600 for the body, and you know, for under a grand, you're going to be able to get a decent 720p camera that shoots 30 frames a second and awesome photos. I've looked at Nikon's offerings, and there's nothing similar around that. So I'm thinking creatively, you know, some of the lenses that you can get, and for me to learn, because I'm thinking of going to this photo course locally. For me to learn and have one unit that can shoot video as well as photos decently. The only thing I really need to look into is if this can take an audio input, and I'm betting that it probably doesn't, but I need to look into that. So this is a real difficulty right now, because that looks like, I mean, it'd be a great camera upgrade anyway, and also, you know, a backup for 720p if my video camera fails for any reason. Or for doing just, you know, straight to camera interviews. And then there's video cameras that have come out as well. And it's, do I go for the sort of hand cam prosumer models that are coming out, or do I go to the next level and then add more weight? It's a constant quandary and such a curveball. I'm gonna have a look at this Rebel though. Looks like a nice camera for the right sort of money.